Title of my message is A Crime with No Evidence. A Crime with No Evidence. Now turn with me to Luke, the 23rd chapter. And I'm going to read for a minute, but that's Luke, the 23rd chapter. And we're going to start with the 8th verse and move down to the 25th verse. Is that all right? Yeah. Out of the Amplified version, when you have it, say amen. It reads, "Now when Herod saw Jesus, he was exceedingly glad, for he had eagerly desired to see him for a long time because of what he had heard concerning him. And he was hoping to witness some sign, some striking evidence or spectacular performance done by him. So he asked him many questions, but he made no reply." Remember that. He made no reply. "Meanwhile, the chief priest and the scribes stood by, continuing vehemently and violently to accuse him. And Herod, with his soldiers, treated him with contempt and scoffed at and ridiculed him. Then, dressing him up in bright and gorgeous apparel, he sent him back to Pilate. And that very day, Herod and Pilate became friends with each other, though they had been at enmity before this." People will join forces when it's time to come against you. "Pilate then called together the chief priests and the rulers and the people and said to them, 'You brought this man before me as one who was perverting and misleading and turning away and corrupting the people. And behold, after examining him before you, I have not found any offense, crime, or guilt in this man in regards to your accusations against him. Nor indeed did Herod, for he sent him back to me, back to us. Behold, he has done nothing deserving of death. I will therefore chastise him and deliver him amended, reformed or taught his lesson and release him. For it was necessary for him to release to them one prisoner at the feast. But they all together raised a deep cry from the depths of their throats, saying, 'Away with this man, release us to us Barabbas.' He was a man who had been thrown into prison for raising a riot in the city and for murder." And some translations say he was a robber, but he was a man thrown into prison for raising a riot in the city and for murder. Once more, Pilate called to them, wishing to release Jesus, but they kept shouting out, 'Crucify, crucify him.' A third time he said to them, 'Why? What wrong has he done? I have found no offense or crime or guilt in him, nothing deserving of death. I will therefore chastise him in order to teach him better and release him.' But they were insistent and urgent, demanding with loud cries that he should be crucified, and their voice prevailed, accomplish their purpose. And Pilate gave sentence that what they asked should be done. So he released the man who had been thrown into prison for riot and murder, for whom they continued to ask. But Jesus he delivered up to be done with as they willed." God has blessed this reading. His word is true. Now ask your neighbor this question. Have you ever been accused of something you've never done? I have too, and it's not fun. Knowing you have not done what they are accusing you of. If anything can raise your blood pressure, it's being accused of doing something you know for a fact that you didn't do. Like being accused of stealing something if you know you're not a thief. Or being accused of lying when you know you're telling the truth. Nothing raises your blood pressure more than knowing you're innocent of what you're being accused for. Or being a cheat when you know good and well you've been honest. Nothing raises your blood pressure more than someone accusing you of something you know you are innocent of. Knowing there is no proof or evidence because you know you didn't do it. But having to prove your innocence, that's the hardest part. When you know you've done nothing wrong at all, and you have to prove to the other person accusing you that you have done nothing. I'm innocent. I didn't do it. I didn't steal that. I don't care what anyone told you. I didn't do that. I did not cheat you out of it, and I'm telling the truth. I'm not lying. Why do I have to continue to try to convince you that I didn't do it, that I'm innocent? You judged me before you found out the truth. But why didn't Jesus try to prove his innocence when all he had to do was show his God-given ability? Why didn't he? Good question. He had to become sin who knew no sin. If he had showed his ability, he would have never been crucified. Now, if this had been a modern-day trial, he would have been convicted without any evidence. Would a jury have come back with a guilty verdict on all counts, or would the charges have been dropped due to lack of evidence? Let's see if we can find any crime that Jesus committed. Turn with me to Luke, the 13th chapter. Luke, the 13th chapter, and we're going to begin at the 11th verse. Let's see if we can find a crime that Jesus committed, that they should crucify my Jesus. When you have it, say amen. Amen. And there was a woman there who for 18 years had had an infirmity caused by a spirit, a demon or sickness. She was bent completely forward and utterly unable to straighten herself up or to look upward. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, "Woman, you are released from your infirmity." Then he laid his hands on her, and instantly she was made straight. And she recognized and thanked and praised God. But the leaders of the synagogue, indignant because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, said to the crowd, "There are 6 days on which work ought to be done. So come on those days and be cured, and not on the Sabbath day." But the Lord replied to him, saying, "You play actors, you hypocrites. Does not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or donkey from the stall and lead it out to water it? And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has kept bound for 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day?" Even as he said this, all his opponents were put to shame. And all the people were rejoicing over all the glorious things that were being done by him, by Jesus. Was he guilty of this crime? Guilty of what? Fulfilling a need. A jury would have concluded not guilty. How about in Matthew, the 14th chapter, the 17th verse? It reads, "They said to him, 'We have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. He said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowd to recline on the grass, and he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and blessed and broke the loaves and handed the pieces to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people. And they all ate and were satisfied, and they picked up 12. Small hand baskets full of the broken pieces left over. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, not including women and children. Maybe Jesus was guilty of feeding the hungry without a permit. Maybe he didn't have a license to feed that many people. Was he guilty? Or was the charges dropped? Not guilty plea is what I would have given him. How about Luke 8 and the 46? But Jesus said, Someone did touch me, for I perceive that healing power has gone forth from me. And when the woman saw that she had not escaped notice, she came up trembling and falling down before him. She declared in the presence of all the people for what reason she had touched him and how she had been instantly cured. And he said to her, daughter, your faith, your confidence and trust in me has made you well. Go, enter into peace, untroubled, undisturbed well-being. While he was still speaking, a man from the house of the director of the synagogue came and said to Jairus, your daughter is dead. Do not worry and trouble the teacher any further. But Jesus, on hearing this, answered him, do not seize with alarm or struck with fear. Simply believe in me as able to do this, and she shall be made well. And when he came to the house, he permitted no one to enter with him except Peter and John and James and the girl's father and mother. And all were weeping for and bewailing her. But he said, do not weep, for she is not dead, but sleeping. And they laughed him to scorn, knowing full well that she was dead. And grasping her hand, he called, saying, child, arise from the sleep of death. And her spirit returned from death, and she arose immediately, and he directed that she should be given something to eat. And her parents were amazed, but he charged them to tell no one what had occurred. He also did this for Lazarus. Maybe he was guilty of promoting faith. After interviewing all of the witnesses that witnessed what took place with the daughter and what took place with Lazarus, he would hear, not guilty. It seems that miracles after miracles would have proved Jesus' case and not condemn him. Where were all the people? Where were all the witnesses for the defendant? Where was Lazarus? Where was the woman at the well? Where were the 5,000 men, and not counting the children? Or even, where were the disciples who performed miracles with him? It said in Luke 9, at the first verse, then Jesus called together the 12 apostles and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them out to announce and preach the kingdom of God and to bring healing. And he said to them, do not take anything for your journey, neither walk stick nor wallet for a collection bag, nor food of any kind, nor money, and do not have two undergarments, tunics. And whatever house you enter, stay there until you go away from that place. And wherever they do not receive and accept and welcome you, when you leave that town, shake off even the dust from your feet as a testimony against them. And departing, they went about from village to village, preaching the gospel and restoring the afflicted to health everywhere. So why? Maybe he was guilty. Maybe he was guilty of healing without a doctor's license or recruiting others to follow in his footsteps. Maybe he was guilty of being a bad influence on others, including us. Maybe that's what he was guilty of. Maybe that's why they wanted him crucified. Was he guilty? So why didn't he prove his innocence? It's simple. It would have prevented the crucifixion and stopped God's master plan for us. Now, Pastor John was trying to get into my message earlier, which shows me that he said he was going to save it for Sunday, and it was a reason for it. Amen. If they knew what they were doing, they would have never done it. But he was innocent. Two of them couldn't find charges against him, only the people. So why didn't he prove? It would have stopped the crucifixion if he had showed one miracle. They would have never crucified him. Only a fool would have crucified him if he had showed up in his glory. So he didn't say a word. He didn't even reply when he asked him, "Who do you think you are?"